Zion Tishrei, Wednesday the 5th of October, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan, Hadlokas Neiros for Yom Kippur.
Good morning, my Rabbi Avosai. Just before we embark on this topic of Hadlokas Neiros, which I do hope you'll find informative, I just want to share with you something which is particularly pertinent to me. I wasn't actually going to share it, but because I experienced something yesterday, and I thought it's relevant, it's certainly applicable to me, and perhaps the Olam will also get a chizuk from it. Yesterday I had a particularly hard day. Yesterday I rented a car from somebody for the first time in his... It's the first time he rented, and it was a diesel car. And I filled it with... it was a 4-star, it was unleaded, but it still didn't go. I managed to travel about 15 miles, and then I was stuck on the roadside for about 4 hours, and I was towed, and it was a particularly difficult day. And the thing is, what I found particularly hard is that it was hard to be mechazek myself because there was an element of negligence. There was an element of negligence. I didn't make sure. Why did I presume it was unleaded? It was in a way my fault that I put the unleaded in a diesel car. And that sometimes, when a person realizes it's his fault, throws a person off balance. That means sometimes a person can experience circumstances in his life that he can't do anything about. It's beyond his control. So a person can accept that. That's Rotan Abayra, called the Ovid Rahman Latav Ovid. But here, when it's something which either be it your pusher or you're negligent, or in a way it's your fault, then it's harder to accept it. There's a well known maaseh, a well known story, which many, many people are very disturbed. And I always have a give and take with my father-in-law about this particular story. You probably know this story, and this story is the story of the Esrog and the Sholem Bais. Right? There was a family in Haim, in Poland, and very, very, very poor. Destitute. Not a penny to the name. Literally, no bread on the table. Just about on Shabbos. I needn't be ma'arich at how destitute they were. But they had one prize. The husband yarshened a pair of tefillin for the Baal Shem Tov. Came along Sukkos one year, and there was a shortage of Arba Minim. Nobody could get hold of Arba Minim. It was elusive. And until finally one salesperson comes along to the shtetl, and he's got one set of Arba Minim, but he wants an exorbitant price for it. There's no way that it's within anybody's means. But this person was so mechaveh, loved the mitzvah of Arba Minim so much that he thought about it and he says, I've got to be mekayim Arba Minim this year. And he sold his tefillin, his precious tefillin, the only possession that they had, and bought a pair of regular tefillin, and with a surplus, managed to buy Arba Minim. He came home, and his wife saw him with Arba Minim, and she knew about the situation. And she asked him, she knew what's going on. How on earth did he afford Arba Minim? She asked him, and he told her what happened. She was so angry, she was so upset, that he didn't have rachmanis on his family. That he could make such a cheshbon, selling his prized tefillin after all those years of suffering. What does he do? Go and buy it for once, Avraham Aminim. She was so angry. She took the esrog, bit off the pitim, and threw it on the floor. And she threw it on the floor. And she was waiting for her husband to react. And the husband remained with a smile on his face. After she calmed down, after things calmed down, she approached him and she said, How did you manage to control yourself after all that? All your mysterious nefesh with Arba Minim, you still manage to be upbeat, you still manage to be positive. She said, listen, money hobichnish. Money we haven't got. Tefillin, I also haven't got. Arba minim, I also haven't got. Shonen Bais, you also want me to lose. Yeah, that's as I get the mice. Why is the story very disturbing? My father-in-law found it particularly disturbing, this mice. Because the mice, he's a mishogana. What is this cheshvan, this person? Why is he selling his tefillin? Why has he not got Rachmanos on his family? Why is he doing that? It's not understandable. So I agreed with him. I think that man made a mistake. But to Lamia's deity, that is the guttles of the story. That is the greatness of the story. That despite, he could have said, I've messed up already. I already messed up. It was my fault. I'm the one who made the decision. Yeah? And I brought about this situation. So once a person realizes it's his fault, I've messed up already, might as well lose it completely. Right? No. Nevertheless, he still manages to control himself. And that's the chizuk I got from this story. And it gives me a chizuk every day. Yeah? That, of course, before the ma'aseh, before you do, before something happened, you have to act responsibly and make sure you're right, you're making the right decisions. Once you've made those decisions, even if retrospectively they're wrong, you have to live with it. You have to live, this is my situation now, and I have to accept it. This is min hashamayim, my situation, and I have to live. I have to think of dealing with the matzav which I am presently and moving ahead and accepting the gezeirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just that's to be Mamlech Hashem, even after the Mice. So, Rabbi Yisrael, I wanted to speak a bit about Hadlokas Neris on Yom Kippur, but it's in order to understand the Shiloh, we need to understand Hadlokas Neris on Shabbos. In fact, let me introduce with a piece of knowledge which some of us may be aware of and some of us may not. And that is the Mishnah in Psochim, that there seems to be two different minhogim of whether you light on Yom Kippur. Right? There's one, Mokim Shenagu Lehadlik, Madliki. Mokim Shenagu Shelo Lehadlik, Ein Madliki. There is a minhag, yeah, different minhogim, whether one should be Madlik Neres on Yom Kippurim. So the reason of the opinion, the minhogim that you light, so it's Mevora in the Gemara that you light in the bedroom. You have to, I don't know if any of you know, there's a yurt, yeah, what we use, a yurt I like, but one must have a candle in the bedroom. Why? Because since of one of the Surim of Yom Kippur is Tashmish HaMita, relations, therefore in order to make an extra distance, right, an extra distance that a person will not come to the Chait, one puts a necessary boundary together, and that is the ner, the candle in the room. Because it is also to be mishamish mitoso, one's not allowed to have relations when there is a light in the bedroom. That's one opinion. The other opinion holds that no, it's best to have the whole house dark, so a person cannot see clearly how appealing one's spouse is, and therefore he won't come to the Avera. So there's two different the idea is the same, but there's two different methodologies of how to go about it. One says, no, you should, not only should you light, but you should light Davke in the bedroom. And the other opinion holds, no, it's better not to light at all. Now, as you know, yeah, we don't do light in the second opinion, right? According to the second opinion, there's no light at all in the house. Basically that, I don't know, probably a minimum amount of light. But the house is basically dark, at least on the night of Yom Kippur. This year, we there's no Shiloh of Hadlokas Neris, there's definitely a Chiyuv of Hadlokas Neris, the Chol HaDeis, because it's Shabbos as well. Right? But even on a regular Yom Kippur, as you know, we light with a bracha. Once we're choosing to light, then there's an obligation to light, and that obligation is the same as Shabbos. You have to light, make sure that every room which you use on Friday night has some light accessibility to some light. So in order for a person not to be to stumble and to trip up and not to have the ultimate Shalom Bais which we are looking for on Shabbos. So let us start from the Mekorot. Right? Hadlokas Ner b'Shabbos Choylo. It is an absolute obligation. It's not optional to light candles on Shabbos. It is a chayva. It is an obligation, and hence we make a bracha on it. Asheki d'shonu mitzvah. So it's ivonu l'adlik ner shel Shabbos. And echad hanoshim ve'echad hanoshim chayovim liyot v'beitayim the ner dolog b'Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says the simon of adlokas neres is reish samach gimel. Shulchan Aruch says it's not an obligation on the women more than the men. It's equal obligation. Everybody's mechuyev in the mitzvah of adlokas ner. And continues the mechaber. Afilu ein lo ima yoichal shoel lapsochim v'leikeach shemin umadlikes aner. And even if he is destitute, he is obligated to go and collect money for himself or to hire himself out in order to be able to afford some aner to light a candle for Shabbos. Shezeh bichlal oinik Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai, this comes from the Rambam. What's the mekor of the Rambam? There's no such Gemara that you have to be shoel alav sochim for ner Shabbos. Where did the Rambam get this from? Sorry? Wait, so there's no such Gemara. You will not find me a Talmud, any Gemara, Yerushalmi or Babli, that you have to go snoring to get oil for your candles. Rabbi said, why does it say you have to go to Arab Psochim? Arab Psochim. Arab Kaisis. Why do you have to go? Why do you have to be Shal Al Psochim for Arab Kaisis, Rabbi said? Because of Arab Kaisis. It's Mrs. Drabonon. You don't. Because of pay. It starts with the word pay. With the letter pay. Pirsume Nisa. Right? Pirsume Nisa is such an obligation that even for a Chil Drabonon, you have to be Shal Al Psochim. Right? That is why you have to be Shal Al Psochim for Ner Chanukah as well, because it's also Pesumim Nisa. So, but Ner Shabbos is not Pesumim Nisa. So how do we get this halacha? That even for Ner Shabbos, which is definitely Yechiyah of Drabonon, you have to be Shoel Alav Psochim. Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. What comes first? If you've only got enough for Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, you've only got enough oil for one, what comes first? Ner Shabbos because Shalom Bayis. Right, as the Gemara says, yeah? Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos God is because of Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is more preferable to Pirsumei Nisa. That's where the Makor of the Rambam is. So if I have to be Shoel Alav Psochim even for Pirsumei Nisa, all the more so for Oinek Shabbos, all the more so for Shalom Bayis, you have to be Shoel Alav Psochim. That's the Makor of this. Hanoshim says Mechabe, Hanoshim Muzharis Beyeser. The noshim are muzhar in this mitzvah. In other words, we give them. They are the ones who perform the mitzvah if there's both a husband and a wife in the house. Mipnei mitzuyas v'bayis because they are in the house. The ois goes v'tzarkei abayis and they're the ones who are busy looking after household matters. So what, David? So what? So what if they're busy looking after the household matters? Why should we now give them this mitzvah? Now Chanukah, how did you understand? That's what it says in the Mechaber.
Enjoys it.
It's the whole mitzvah, really, unlike Chanukah. Now Chanukah is to light for the purpose of lighting. It's the whole purpose of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah. Right? It's not for our enjoyment. Ner Shabbos is for our enjoyment. It's for our Ner Shabbos. It's for our life. So since she is the one who's looking after the matters, the physical aspects of this vice, so why not give her this mitzvah as well, which is also looking after the physical aspects of the house. The way I answer, I just wanted to add something little, is that we want to show, we want to attach importance, we're giving over the mitzvahs, even mitzvahs, since the woman is looking after the house, so we give her the mitzvah as well, which pertains to looking after the house. To show that we're not relegating her just to take hold of the household chores. No, we're giving her responsibility as well for the mitzvahs of the house. Because of this mitzvah, is zoicha lebonim talmidei chachamim, the Gemara says, yeah?
She is.
And a man as well, if he's careful in this mitzvah.
Why do I need her permission to lie if she's not there?
Sorry, just a second. Zoicha avu zeh lebonim talmidei chachamim, he is zoicha lebonim talmidei chachamim, ki ner mitzvah toira oer. Because the pasuk says ki ner mitzvah Torah. Rashi explains, yeah, al yedei ner mitzvah the Shabbos of the Chanukah. Rashi inserts Chanukah as well. Through the ner of the mitzvah of Shabbos and Chanukah, ba or the Torah. Through that comes the light of Torah. And that is why the poskim say, the Shavuah brings from the Sforim, that it is befitting and mesugal to daven for bonin scharim, talmidei chachamim, at the time of lighting. Right? There's a special segula during the performance of any mitzvah. That is why the Chafetz Chaim says we have all those harachamans after benching. Because through benching, it's a time of eis rotzin, because you are now involved in performing a mitzvah min haTorah. Therefore, it has a special significance, and you chaparayim, you use the opportunity, and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bakoshes. Similarly here, you're involved in performing a mitzvah, therefore you use the opportunity to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bakoshes. Now, the poskim say that even if the husband says, no, mitzvah bo yosa mishluchoi, I want to do the mitzvah, I don't want to let my wife do it. A person, Chazal, have already been attacking it. She has the right to the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Sometimes there are occasions when she's not lighting. She's out. She's awake. She's in hospital. V'chadoyme. Then he has an obligation to light. But generally speaking, she is the one who has the zchus to light the candles and to make the bracha, and he cannot be meichel. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, here we come with a fascinating point. And this is Chiyuv Hadlakas Neiros has two aspects, right? So Rabbi Yisrael, what's the basic reason for lighting candles? What's the basic reason? Why do we light candles for Shabbos? Sorry? To have light. Why is it important to have light?
So you don't stumble.
Shelo yikashav ba'etz ba'evin, right? That's like an oileg Shabbos. Right, it's not gishmak to walk around to walk around in the dark and not see where you're going. That's shalom bayis. Now, Mr. Chesna, but if everything's light already, so I'm fine. So why do I have the light already? Why do I have the light? All the electricity's on. I've got plenty of light. Nevertheless, we hold that you still have to go ahead and do an act of lighting. Why? My whole house, any room which I'm going to use on Friday night, has got plenty of access to light. So why is that? And as you know, we still light. We light in the dining room. We still go ahead and light. So, right. So the answer is, there is two obligations. There's that first obligation, which as the audience correctly said, is an obligation on the place. That means any room which I want to use on Friday night, right, must have access to some light. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have light in the bedroom and sleep with the light. It means any room which, during the week, yeah, I would set about a matzav, a situation where I've got access to some light. On Shabbos as well, you mustn't let the prohibition of Shabbos of not lighting inhibit your comfort. So therefore, any room which you need light, you must have access to light. So therefore, going upstairs in the bedroom, of course you don't want to light in your bedroom, unless you've got the kosher lamp, in which case you can close it and open it. But, so you have a hall light on. If the hall light on, sometimes you can use a toilet light. Can give you access to some light in the bedroom. That is the hadlaka of Shaloi Koshel Ve'etz Ve'evin. That is an obligation, yeah, that even once you've lit the candles, you've done your mitzvah hadlaka, you still have a further obligation of ensuring that every room which you're going to use on Shabbos has access to some light. This is what's known of Shalom Bayis. Now, people use the terminology shalom bayis between a husband and spouse, but it's not necessarily so. Shalom bayis means shalom beveisoi, means he should be complete, he should be wholesome with his house, he should be in a happy temperament, he should be feeling tranquil when Shabbos comes with his house. In other words, he shouldn't be fumbling around in the dark, worried and concerned what might happen to him. Rashi says, the bemokim, look at Rabbi Yisai 4 Aleph, the bemokim she'ein ner, ein sholim. If there's no light, there's no sholem. Shoylech b'nichshal ba'afela, because he is going to stumble in the dark. Right? This chiyuv is also oinek Shabbos. And that means on Shabbos I must have light. Now, as we've mentioned, there's a second obligation on every individual. On every individual, even if there's already light in the room, yeah, you are mechuyev to light. What's the raya for that? The raya is a ramah in Se'if Dalid, right? That even if your candles, right, in those days they didn't have electricity, so the candles were on already, you're mechuyev to blow them out and then relight it for Shabbos, right? What's the point? It's already lit. It's going to remain for tonight. Doesn't matter. You have an obligation. Why is that? Rabbi, why should there be an obligation? I've got plenty of light. So why should there be a further field of relighting the Ner? Kovel Shabbos. Just like you turn on the torches to greet the queen, or to greet the Godol Ador, or to say the Torah, turning on the light is a Maise Kovel Shabbos. Is a Maise of preparation for Shabbos. In fact, the Poiskim say, Rabbi Yisai, the Prima Godim, and a few other Poiskim, that even on Erev Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov where you're allowed to light, you're allowed to take an existing light, nevertheless, you should light before Yom Tov comes in. Now, you can't do that on second day Yom Tov, because you can only wait till second day Yom Tov has come in. But on the first day of Yom Tov, Lechat Chila, one should light the nearest Yom Tov before Yom Tov comes in. What's the problem? I can light on Yom Tov, it's Mutter, Hadlokah is Mutter. But it's Lekovod. Kovod is something which you do before onset of the day. Right, the Gra in Tav Kuf Chavtes says that is what Kovod is. Kovod Shabbos is the preparation, the rechitza, the laying of the table beforehand, and not eating a big meal on Friday. All that is included in Kovod Shabbos. It's the preparation before the oncoming of Shabbos, and that is why a person should light the Ner. That is a myself Kovod Shabbos. Right, that's the second obligation. Therefore, that is why we light, even though the room is a light, and there's no lack of light. Right. As you know, the minhag is to make the bracha, although we've set any room, a toilet, a bathroom, which is going to be used on Shabbos, has an obligation to be lit, and therefore, technically speaking, the wife can make a bracha on the light in the landing or in the hall. Nevertheless, the minhag is to make the bracha on the light which is b'mokam achila in the dining room. Why? Because that's the ikar oineg. The ikar oineg is in the place of eating, and that is why the minhag is to make the to light in the dining room to make the bracha on that, and that bracha will putter any light, any rooms which are lit. So the husband can go ahead and turn on electricity and turn on the lights in the other room, but the minhag is to make the bracha b'mokam achila. Right. Now, the problem we have, Rabbi Yisai, is in mokam achila today, there's plenty of light. My light is not doing anything. My neighbors are not adding anything. And it's mevor, it is clear from the Shulchan Aruch, and from the Rambam, and from the Poskim, the lights have to have a purpose. They have to achieve something. You cannot say, I'm lighting just for Kovod Shabbos. Right? And maybe you could argue, if I'm lighting the Kovod Shabbos, that's Kovod Shabbos. Right? I've done a mitzvah. Even though, practically speaking, the light is not doing anything. The proof against this reasoning is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch holds, Beisu Gimel Balabatim Oishlim B'mokim Echad. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samer Gimel Sif Ches. You have two or three people eating together. Three different, like a hotel scenario. Right? They're not one family. Three different families. Yeshoyim, Shekol Echad Nevarech HaMenoyah Shalom. Some say that each person can light and make a bracha on his own menoyah. V'yesh Megam Gim B'dovel. Some people don't like that. Why? Because they say, what's the point of the second neir? Once I've got a few neirs here, what's the second family adding by adding more neirs? So the Mechaber says, V'nochen lizoy b'sofek brochus v'lo yevarech ela echad. It is better to avoid making brachas, because sofek brachas lakel, as we've mentioned, if in doubt, leave it out. And therefore, only the first person should make the bracha, but the other ones should like, but not make a bracha. As you know, that is not the minhag, as the Ramah says. Avalanu ein noyagim kein. We are not accustomed to do so. Right? We are not accustomed to do so. In other words, even if there's three different people lighting in the same room, each person not only is allowed to light, but he's allowed to make a bracha as well. Why, says the Mishnah Bura? Because tosefes oira tosefes simcha. Each bit of extra light gives an extra hana. If it's in the mokim achile, if it's the place where you eat, every bit of light adds more. Now, that could be argued in their days, where although with two or three candles the room was lit, nevertheless, there's a significant addition in adding another candle, in adding another lamp. Right? But today is Shraga B'Tirah Ma'ani. Those of you who do Dafa Yomi, Shraga B'Tirah, and a candle in the day doesn't help at all. We're so full of light that it's literally insignificant, the candles. So the poskim are bothered by this problem, and what are these candles adding? They're not adding any oil at all. And therefore it's not even similar to this Ramah. So the poskim, different approaches to answer this question, but it would seem that the most straightforward Havana is, like we light candles in Suda's Bris. Suda's Bris, the candles certainly not adding anything, nevertheless we have candles. Why? Because since these candles are being lit for a purpose, and they are being used in a mokim achila, in a place where you are eating, they add a certain festivity. They add a certain ruach atmosphere of oinig, of tranquility, of enjoyment. So same here, although the candles are, practically speaking, they're not adding, but nevertheless, since I can tell that these are Shabbos candles, and very, very important, this is what I'm trying to stress the whole time, it is the mokim achila, it is a place where you eat, therefore that is significant enough to warrant a bracha on it. Sorry? Right, so that's what I'm trying to show you from the Mechaber and the Ramah, that just to say I'm lighting it in the Kovet Shabbos, that's not enough. Because otherwise, why does the Mechaber say it's Bracha Levatola? Well, what's the Bracha Levatola? I'm lighting it in the Kovet Shabbos. And the Ramah, the only reason why he disagrees with the Mechaber is because he says not every Tosefes Oyer, every bit of extra light is Tosefes Simcha. Why do you have to come on to that? Why am I lighting the Kovet Shabbos? I am lighting in honor for Shabbos. So you see from here, it's not enough. It does not suffice to light for Kovet Shabbos. The light must have a purpose. So therefore, I've got one more minute. So therefore, we have a problem on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisai. You understand the problem? We don't eat on Yom Kippur. And therefore, the normal lighting which we rely on, which is even a place which is full of electricity, we have a problem on Yom Kippur because it's not Mokim Achila. Now, if you have the old style bulbs, right. So, if you have the old style bulbs, the regular bulbs, not energy saving, not fluorescent, so the person is saying, no problem, turn off your light, turn it on, yeah, and then you can light your candles as well, with your kavana, with intention that it's going on the electricity as well. Okay? Okay, that wouldn't be a problem. However, they're very scarce, the old style candles. And the problem is, the halogen, certainly fluorescent, is not fire, as you know. It's a luminous gas, which is not fire. And according to most poskim, you're not yet to hadlakas neiros with fluorescent light, despite the fact that it's giving a light. Why? It's like putting an luminous piece of material on the wall. That's not hadlakas neiros. You can't say you're lighting the neiros. If I bring Noach to my house and he bring his tzohar, his shiny stone, and I put it up and it's giving me light, that is not hadlakas neiros. Right? You've got to do a maaseh of turning on a light, making a fire. So many poskim are not happy with this halogen halogen bulb or fluorescent light. So either what a person can do is light the yahrzeit. She should light the yahrzeit candle in the bedroom, right? That's certainly an obligation to light, and certainly most of us use a regular candle for that. Or if there's no regular bulb in the house, right, then what she can do is have a room or have a landing where you'll suffice with just candles. Just have a couple of candles in the kitchen. If she's not using so much normally the kitchen on Friday night, so she can light the candles in the kitchen and not turn on the electricity, right? But if she wants to light the candles in a place which has already got electricity, that's very problematic because it is not the mokim achila. And therefore, this is the same, Rabbi Sai, just to finish off, with a couple of hotels. This is a big mishal which happens in hotels. Because of fire hazard, everybody eats in the dining room and they have a lighting room for candles. It's a shod. It's not doing anything. You have hundreds of tea lights there, serving no function at all. And as we've proved, it is not sufficient to say, I'm lighting in the Kovach Shabbos. You see from the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei, in Sif Ches, that you must have a positive, tangible result, tangible benefit. And therefore, the people who are going in a hotel should either light in the bedroom, they can use electricity if it's fire. There are some points in Rav Eliyashiv, they bring held that you can be yotze on fluorescent. Better to avoid that, but just kedai to keep that in mind, that Rav Eliyashiv holds that you can be yotze adlakas neres with fluorescent if there's no other option. But preferably use something which is considered fire, either a candle, or if that's not allowed, a bulb. The spotlights, I think, are very hot to the touch. I think the spotlights are a filament, a red hot filament or white hot filament, and therefore you can be outside locus nerus with those as well. But a person must avoid the problem that this Nikoda, what I want to make clear is that this Tosefes Oil, Tosefes Simcha, an extra light adding festivity can only work in Mokim Achila. Thank you, Rabbi Yisai, for listening. A good Gebench to you.